right, so the next team comes all the way from the University of Virginia. Please help me welcome Connect PT.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jonathan Blanchek. This is Anish Simhal, Vinay Dandekar, and Shiv Sinha. And we are four rising fourth-year students from the University of Virginia. And we are working on a product called Vitronetics. So I think a lot of the people in this room have probably had an experience with physical therapy in the past, you know, from any range of injury. And I think you can really empathize with the experience that I'm about to describe. So you go to the office, you're doing your exercises, you're doing a really good job, you're feeling good about yourself, you're really getting better, your health is improving. And you get in the car, you've been handed a sheet that tells you what you're supposed to do at home. And you're like, you know, I'm gonna do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I've got it planned out. This week is going to be great. My health is improving. And the second you get home, you forget completely about it. And you don't do any of your exercises. And you are completely unmotivated to do anything for the next week. You may get lazy, that kind of thing. And you're right back where you started when you go to the therapist the next week. So there's a lot of reasons why you may lose motivation throughout your time away from the office. Maybe you don't understand what they told you to do at the beginning. The sheet that you get from the physical therapist is, you know, just a bunch of stick figures, and you don't really understand what the movements are, that kind of thing. You could, you know, just be lazy. A lot of us get caught up with the rest of our lives, and there's not a lot of time to invest in your own health. And so you figure, you know, you get to that next appointment, and you'll just work on it again next week. And this is really frustrating for a physical therapist to see a patient go through this, because if you're not performing these exercises on your own at home effectively, your care is going to take a much longer time, and it's much more expensive for you in terms of the cost that you're going to be paying to keep going back to your physical therapist for a longer period. And it's also more expensive for the therapist, mostly because they're missing out on time that they could spend treating other patients and expanding their network. So there's a little bit about the problem, and she's going to talk a little bit about how we're trying to solve it.
Right. So Vitronetics is an online patient management tool that utilizes the motion capture technology of the Microsoft Kinect. And basically the idea is we're going to monitor the progress of the patients at home and increase their overall performance. All right, so let's take a look at the process. So we start at the physical therapy office. So the patient walks in and they just do their normal routine while the physical therapist just analyzes their performance. Now normally what happens then is the therapist develops the exercise regimen for the patient to do over the week at home. So normally what happens is literally the physical therapist hands a piece of paper with a bunch of stick figures and diagrams to the patient about how to do the exercises. And honestly, those diagrams might as well be hieroglyphics to the patient, because they're not very intuitive, they're not very useful, and I can say from personal experience that they aren't really going to motivate you to do the exercises at home. And that's where Vitronetics comes in. With Vitronetics, the physical therapist is going to log into the patient portal and digitally prescribe the exercises for the patient to do at home. So now we're going to show you what the patient experiences when they're working out at home.
The patient will be notified that they have a new exercise waiting, and they can log onto their computer, connect to Microsoft Kinect, and perform their exercises on their own time. The patient will stand in front of the sensor, and instructions are displayed on the screen. Active feedback is given as the patient reaches the correct joint angles and positions at important stages throughout one repetition of the exercise. If the patient stops his movement, the program resets and will restart at the last successfully completed motion. The program also keeps track of reps and sets and overall workout progress. While this happens, valuable biometrics are sent to the therapist so they can assess the efficacy of the regimen and make changes as required.
So now that we have the patient covered, this is the therapist representation of our tool. With the tool, they can look at this dashboard and manage their patients, add and modify, look at their patient history, add and modify their exercises and their regimens, and be able to customize the regimens to their patients and modify the individual regimens that certain patients may do based on patient history. With the tool, we'll be able to showcase the data available on the dashboard from the Kinect. So the Kinect provides us with valuable data points, and with those data points, we can analyze trends and patterns to understand how patients are reacting whether or not the patient is doing well, whether they're not doing well, what works, what doesn't. And with the analysis, they can do a overall practice-wide understanding of their statistics. So maybe patients aren't really understanding any of their diagrams they're showing. So that's something that they can improve on by using the Connect to perform their exercises in front of and make these overall experience better. Now, moving on to from big data to big money.
Yeah. So we're really capitalizing on the time in between the office visits. And so usually in a typical physical therapy regime, you would go for once a week kind of thing, just do an hour-long visit, and then you'd be responsible for your own thing on your own time. So what we plan on doing is charging for the patients per use between visits, essentially. So we would take a small percentage cut of an individual office visit, and you multiply that across all the patients in a practice, and you're automatically getting a lot more revenue very quickly. What's really nice about this is the cost of overhead for the hardware and the database backend, it does not scale proportionally to the amount of patients or individual users that we have on our application. It only really will scale when you are moving to more practices wider, and it really doesn't scale nearly as much as the amount of revenue that we will be receiving. So, as you probably all know, America's getting old. And the age for old is actually a lot younger these days, I'd say. So, in that terms, you have a whole new market of, 20% of Americans are going to be over 65 by 2030. So in the coming years, there's going to be a huge market for people that are going to be needing physical therapy, needing these sort of rehabilitation techniques, and there's not necessarily the same amount of physical therapists that are going to be growing. So we need to have a way to make that practice more efficient and make it more effective as well, so that we can serve the increasing demand in the future. So for our next steps as a team, we have a few relationships with some of the physical therapy practices that we're close with, that we've gone to personally, who are really interested in our product and implementing it in their practice. We expect our cost to be about $10,000 to get that running with the hardware and database backend in the first 3 to 6 months. Once we have that implemented, you can show great success. One of the really great advantages of the medical community is the word of mouth is probably the most powerful influencer in terms of getting people on your product. So you can see that with a lot of medications. Popular medications permeate throughout the entire industry just because one doctor goes to a conference and says, I'm using this and it works really well with my patients. The same applies to a physical therapy practice. If they see success with our product and really are, boosting their recovery times and their efficiency within their practice, if we can get to market these sorts of advantages at conferences like that among physical therapists, it's really easy to expand. So what we plan on doing once our pilot program is successful is expanding to the wider DC metropolitan area, and we expect that to be about a $200,000 investment in the future, around 6 months to a year down the road. So with Vitrenetics, we really do want to change the face of physical therapy, make it much more effective, and work towards meeting the increasing demand and need for physical therapy in the future, not only to combat our own laziness, but also to really help out the field as a whole. So thank you.
No. And 5 minutes of Q&A.
Thanks, guys. Great presentation. This really fires on a lot of cylinders. Two questions. One, this seems like a wonderful tool for monitoring patients in home and, making sure they go through every step of their workout process. But can you think of, have you thought of ways to help it motivate patients? And two, will this require any sort of FDA approval?
Great question. So it is the whole problem of, are the patients still going to be doing this? And I think inherently in the product, we plan on having a text message alert where you say, you've got an exercise waiting, and it'll bug you until you do it, essentially. So that's one way of motivating, but it is, I think that once they see that this is really benefiting them and they're actually feeling better, I feel like that's a motivator in itself. And in terms of the FDA approval, luckily, we're not doing anything that the patient wouldn't do on their own without our tool. So the FDA approval wouldn't be necessary for us, at least at what we're trying to do right now, mostly because we are just giving them a better guide than a sheet of paper. So we're just that mechanism in between.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the presentation. My question to you, you know, I know we're here at Microsoft and bringing in the Kinect and stuff is actually a really smart idea, but I think what's the minimum viable product for this to get out there and get going? And getting to the previous question, the whole gamification angle, you know, we all know we would be better if we spent, you know, 10 press-ups in the morning and 10 sit-ups or whatever, and they're just bringing in some sort of gamification, because I think, you know, you'll be able to show some really good stats early on, and that's what's going to get the adoption. So, you know, I just wonder if you've looked at what is the minimum viable product that you need to get out with.
Thank you.
So the minimum viable product would be essentially one exercise a patient performs, and that biometric data is given back to the therapist. And so the therapist will see, you know, this is what's right, this is what's not right, and then change the regimen. And so that actively allows the physical therapist to essentially be watching the patient every day of the week instead of just for that 1 hour once a week when the patient is in the office.
In terms of the customers, these physical therapist offices, have you talked to any of them? And then if so, like, do they tend to be sort of like one doctor treating hundreds and hundreds of patients, or do they tend to be a lot smaller niche all around the country? Is this more of like a fragmented sort of audience, or is this like sort of a couple key like therapist offices you're going after?
Yeah, so we actually do have a relationship with a physical therapy practice that is actually owned by a friend of mine, or a friend's parents of mine. With physical therapy practices, there is kind of a divide between, you know, you have these mom and pop shops where they're kind of a smaller environment, but the physical therapy is also done on more of a franchise kind of scale where you have sometimes hospitals will partner with certain large centers, that kind of thing, that are all across the country. So there is, we find it to be an advantage to get it in the small people. In the practices where we have the relationships right now, and then we hope to eventually go to more of that mainstream market of the practices that have many offices around the nation.
And to add to that, even though physical therapy offices practices can be small, they're all linked together through contacts. Physical therapy practitioners go to conferences. That's one way we definitely want to get our product out, word of mouth. If we get a good reputation through pilot programs, the idea will spread and other practices will be more willing to adopt.
I guess I really liked your comments. I completely agree that, I think this really reminds me of Runkeeper, which works really well for people trying to run. And but I also think if you just had video or something like that, you might be able to get 90% of where you are with the Kinect. And I guess I was just wondering if you guys had like used this yourselves and sort of dog fooded or had patients already using it to sort of validate how well it works.
We haven't actually gone to and had like patients that aren't us using it, but we have, you know, most of our testing is done with us and just with us or friends that we just kind of bootleg into doing the exercises for us. So we have a small suite of exercises that we can use currently, and we've done the testing mostly with us, but we hope to in the near future start testing it with actual people in home. So
yeah, cool. My only comment to add to that is most great companies do one thing really, really well. And I just worried that you're trying to address too big a market and so just focus in on something and knock it out of the park, and then it will grow from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And really quick, have you thought of any strategies to incentivize the provider, the therapist, to increase compliance? So if there's any way for them to get rewards or better reviews or even cuts from their insurance, when their customers or clients, patients comply in higher rates than the rest of their competitors. And are you doing anything on the social side for the patients, on getting patients who are going through similar things together and motivating each other?
So that's a really good point. And one of the things with the tool is that we have the program on the patient side and we have the therapist portal. And so the program on the patient side, we can actively just add on. It's very modular. So I think a social tool would be a really great thing. We hadn't really thought about a social tool, but I think the idea of physical therapy being social is something that could be leveraged really well, especially when, you know, aging population that is more modern and wants to connect with others. So I think that's a great idea.
All right. Great job, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.